Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, we are grateful to have you with us today. We are very, very blessed, and we are here tonight to just spread the blessings of the Lord all around, all around. We want to spread blessings. Yes, we know that we have been discussing jealousy. Mm-hmm. That's what we talked about last week, and we're still in jealousy. So the scripture for tonight is all the special gifts and powers from God will someday come to an end. But love goes on forever. Can you imagine that? Love will be forever. Mm-hmm. It's going to be here forever. That's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8. Love is going to be. When we may not see these other things that we see all the time, we look at this, we're looking for that, but love. And see, love is what's going to knit us all together. Love is what we used to say, it's the glue that holds us all together. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today thanking you, Lord, for this day, thanking you for the opportunity that you have given us. You have allowed us to come together where we can learn more about you, Master, and we are grateful. We are grateful because you've given us listening ears. You've given us hands where we can take notes. You've given us a brain where we could understand, we could process your word. We are grateful today. We ask, oh God, that everything that we hear tonight, that we not just hear it and just be doers only, but show us how to be a doer and a hearer and then get out and do something with what we have learned. Oh, yes, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, because he is the what? He is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God, and we thank him. We thank him. So, again, we just want to thank you for just coming in and just taking the time to listen in with us today. To be jealous of someone is truly a waste of time. Think about that. Yes. It shows how immature you really are. Let me just step back a minute and say that tonight we're talking to the next generation. Mm-hmm. So the next generation, the next generation is younger people. But the next generation can also be those who are next generation in the spiritual realm as well, not just necessarily physical when we say next generation. But being jealous, and you probably you've heard people talk about jealousy, of being jealous of someone, or being jealous of something. Or maybe you have actually did this yourself. Well, remember, we're not exempt from any of these human errors. We're not. And we all have sinned and come short. So we all have had our times with jealousy, okay? So jealousy of someone or something that you can do or you can be, you know, you could be that person that you're jealous about. You can do whatever it is that you're jealous that they're doing. But we never take time to step back and really look at what we're spending our time being jealous about. Jealousy is really a waste of time, young people. Jealousy can lead in many directions. The after effect, many times, is dangerous. Jealousy of someone else's things can lead to serious destruction. Sometimes leads to bitterness, pitifulness, resentfulness. It has all of these potents or these characteristics that are listed in jealousy, not to eliminate murder to that degree of jealousy. Yes, all are true. Yeah, but they all are unnecessary, because when you know God and when you can think clearly, think about Matthew chapter 45 and verse 21. which talks about the sun and how it shines on those who are Christians as well as those who have no idea who Christ is. He's just that kind of God. Yeah, he loves everybody. He loves us when we weren't in the family of the believers. He loved us when we were out there too. And he loves everyone. Keep that in mind. So it says that the sun will shine on the just as well as the unjust, which means God sets blessings on everybody. So we make the determination as to how small and how big the blessing is going to be. We do that. Yeah. Because God, he has all rights. He's the one that makes the decisions over our lives. Yeah. Yeah, he does that. Remember, he is the creator. He created heaven and he created earth. He created you and he created me. So look at Romans chapter 12. Now, we're going to go to verse 9 because last week we started at, I think it was verse 6, and it was so good, we just did 3 verses. So we're going to just try to see if we could do 4 or 5 of these. But verse 9, and it states here, don't just pretend that you love others, but really love them. Hate what is wrong. Stand on the side of the good. Ooh, listen to that. Listen to that. Now, I was 12 and 13 years old one time, too. And I know how we are. I've always said that young people could be your best friend. They could be your worst enemies. Yes, because they know how to group together and have everybody else come on one side of the playground and don't play with you. They're good at that. You know you're good at that. Yeah, you are good at that. But here we want to show you how we all can get along. We all can show what? Love. So it says here, don't just pretend that you love others. And don't just let it be a lips, just from your lips. You know, you say I love you, or you say I like you, or you say I want to be your friend, and then the next minute you turn and you're saying something else to somebody else, and you're talking about, we know we see this. We know, we see it. We have seen it. As a matter of fact, we have been a part of that ourselves. Yes. So every day, every chance we get, we can make a change. Changes are not too soon, and they're not too late. Look at that. It says here, but don't pretend that you love others, but really love them. So this is telling us how we should be genuine, genuine about showing love to folks, to small kids. Yeah, because little kids, they could tell when you really care about them, small kids. They can really tell when you are just pretending. You know that. You've seen people have a kid around and they'll say something like, oh, come here, baby, come here, let me see you. And the little baby will say, oh, I don't want to, no, or turn him back or don't want you to touch him. And then you say, well, I don't know why she acting like that. I know she didn't hear me talking about her grandmother. Yeah. In the spirit, little people can tell. They can tell if you're genuine. I sit back and I've laughed at that many times looking at little people. They can tell if you're genuine or not. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, look at this. 2 says, when you see wrong, don't just run and hide. Don't just run and pull the covers over your head. Don't do that. I don't just act as if you got a hole that you're going to go and bury yourself in. And you know we good at that because you'll see something going on that's wrong and you'll say, well, okay, that's not me. Oh, that's those people down the street. We don't know them. Hey, time out for that. 3 says, stand on the side of the good, which simply means open up your mouth. Why? Because that same issue, and this is the truth, Just like you see them having an issue, they're going through something, and you stand off and you say, oh, well, that's that family, or I don't know those people. I know I've heard that. I've heard that growing up as a child. I don't know them, or I don't know if I should go over there and try to, you know, offer my assistance, or maybe I just need to go inside. And we've heard that, but it's time out for that. It says to stand on the side of good, which means that we should open up our mouth if it becomes necessary, if it comes in an opportunity where we can, young folks, open up our mouth and say something. We don't just have to be standoffish. Open up our mouths. Why? Because that same issue that we're looking at someone else having can certainly come and knock at your door. Do you hear what I'm saying? Meaning, you see them having that issue. You see them going through whatever it is, but you can in turn have that same situation next week, if not the next day, if not in a couple of hours, because it happens like that. So it behooves all of us to be concerned about each other. Look at verse 10. It says here that love each other with a genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. We're in Romans. That was verse 9. And now we're in verse 10. So we're supposed to love others genuine with affection and take delight in honoring each other. Now, when you see that word honor, you think that you got to put them on a pedestal or put them on a platform, or you're going to go into a bowing down. No, that's not the honor in which we're talking about. The honor in which this lesson is talking about is just simple. Just being respectful. Can we get some respect, young folks? Huh? Can we get some respect? Can we get some, one thing, good morning. I've often heard many school teachers say the kids today don't say good morning. They come to school, they don't say nothing. And they go and sit in their seat, they don't say boo to the teacher until the teacher has to make them talk. We should say good morning. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a sense of greeting. That's just a sense of being respectful. Time out. Time out for being phony. It's time for us to be genuine. We see so many things going on today. And the disasters that are happening, all the different crises that are going on, there's a sign here that something is trying to tell us something, huh? Could it be that God is trying to say, pay attention, I'm trying to draw y'all a little close to each other, you need to stop being over there in that section, you need to stop acting like you don't want to meet them, and you all need to come to some common ground, because notice, after the disaster happens, where we are, we're in a common ground, we're in a common place, and we all have become mixed together. Pay attention to that. I know I do. Yeah, you become mixed. Many times you meet new friends or you meet new acquaintance while you're in this situation. But all before, you didn't have time, you didn't want to know them, that's those folks over there, we're over here, and you're comfortable with the division. Yeah. Yes. But what we're talking about tonight is about being jealous. So is there any way that any of us could actually be jealous while we're going through any of this? Many times the enemy will find a crack open where jealousy can come through. Yes, jealousy. Someone could be jealous because you're trying to be kind. You're trying to show generosity to someone. You're trying to go out your way. You're trying to meet. You're trying to embrace someone that may have lost a loved one. You're trying to just show what? Common love. This is what we were talking about. Yeah. So should I stop showing love just because someone don't want to play with me or they don't want to be my friend because I'm showing love, I'm showing kindness to this family? No. We're going to take a stand. We're going to stand up for what? What is right. And what is right is what's right in the eyes of God. And when you begin to look at it through the eyes of God, it will be begin to penetrate into your heart. Listen to what I'm saying. It's going to penetrate. It's going to penetrate into your heart where it's going to be a common thing. It's going to be a daily way of walking. It's going to be a daily way of getting up and getting dressed, because you're going to clothe yourself in being concerned about one another. Jealousy is not going to have a chance to get in there with you. It's not going to have a chance. So many things could cause us not to honor people. Many things. Like I just said, one could be being jealous, which is a waste of what? A waste of time. Yeah. Then we need to ask what? We ask for help. Whenever we get into a position and we're not sure, we're unclear, as a young person, you always have your parents. You always have an aunt. You always have a grandma. If you don't have that, there is some other adult that you can confide in when there is a need for you to get help. Yeah. Yeah. There is a need. Verse 11. Never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord with enthusiastically. Oh, what does that mean? Be excited. You know, I was talking to someone recently, and they were talking about when they first met God, when they first met Jesus, when they first became a Christian, when they first began to know who Jesus was, they were so on fire. There was so much of, oh, excitement. They couldn't put the Bible down. They couldn't, you know, they wanted to go to every service. They wanted to just always ask people, could you explain this to me? Could you? And all of a sudden, for some strange reason, the fire has gone out. Now, what do you think could have happened? Would God allow that to take place? Or could that be the enemy? Or could that be the enemy shutting you down because maybe you're entertaining jealousy? See, what we fail to realize is when we interact with different things that don't represent Christ, we allow the enemy to come in, and the things that were so important to us pertaining to our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the fire goes out. And then you look back and you wonder what happened. But you forget what you were entertaining. You see what I'm saying? You forget. And you forget how easy, that was very easy to get in that. But then it's very hard to get out of. Yeah, yeah. So someone just said to me that it was hard to always be up and excited. You know how you were always excited about Christ. You always want to know more. Well, you can keep that fire, to keep that fire burning. And you keep it through studying the Word of God, because the Word of God is going to keep you far away from jealousy. Oh, yes. Verse 12, be glad for all God is planning for you. Be patient in trouble and always, I can't say it enough, always be prayerful. I have a granddaughter. Anything go wrong, they call and they want to start crying. You know what I say? Listen, listen, listen. The first thing Mama says is, Naya, have you talked to God? Have you went to God about that, Naya? And when I start singing these words, all of a sudden everything gets quiet. Why? Because all of a sudden I'm calling this to your attention. I'm reminding you that you need to go to God first. He's going to help you. But you know what? Many times, and not just for you young folks, many times, even us, elderly, older people, seasoned people, seasons, we forget. We forget too. And we go whining and whatever, and, you know, and someone has to call it to our attention. Have you talked to God about that sister? Have you talked to God about that brother? Have you talked to him? Because, see, we get so involved in our flesh till we forget the spiritual sides of God. Yeah, he's always there. He's always with us. He was there whenever that happened. if someone broke your heart, if someone caused strife or whatever someone could have done, he was there when it happened. Did you hear what I said? God is a God that waits for us to come to him. Yes, he waits. So can we be excited for a little while and think about where God has brought us from, where he's taking us? Can we be excited about that, knowing that if he did this today, wow, I can't wait until tomorrow to see what other excitable thing he's going to do. Can we get into that frame of mind, get into that frame of thinking? Can I be patient in trouble? Can I be patient in trouble? Listen to that. Patient when trouble comes. I just said, when my granddaughter, when she called, she's crying because something has happened. No, she's not patient until I remind her about patience. Did you talk to God? God is the source. He's going to help you get through that. And you see, when I say that, they'll say, oh, okay, Mama. Yes, that's what you got to do. Talk to God. Mm-hmm. And what will happen is after they go through this, we have our little conversation and blah, 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 and they're going to talk to God. But they're not going to come back and tell me anything else about that. I am going to have to ask them, what did God do? Yeah, because we are always so busy. We're always doing everything. But we don't take time to share God, to talk about the goodness of what he has done. He's doing many things, and he's doing it every day. So here we see that can I be patient in time of trouble? Mm-hmm. Just a couple of hours that the Lord said, just a couple of hours that the Lord would ask you to just spend some time with him, just some little time. If it's not even an hour, it could be, what, 15 minutes? It could be 10. Get up in the morning. Do a devotion. Ask God to come into your day. After a test or before the test, thank God because he's going to bring your remembrance to what's on the test. Thank him after he has allowed you to make the A. You didn't make it on your own. You know, it's just so much that we can be appreciative with God about. And it's not a being jealous thing of your friend see or hear that you're doing that. Hey, that's good. If they want to be jealous because you're talking about God and you're sharing how you have a relationship with him, so be it. Verse 13, when God's children are in need, listen to this. Be the one to help them out. 2, and get into the habit of inviting guests home for dinner or if they need lodging for the night. Now, I know I'm talking to the next generation. So here we see, it's saying here that when God's children are in need, and I used to always tell my Sunday school kids this, you're sitting in class, You're sitting by a kid, and some of them would see this. They were sitting in class, and they would see a child come to class, and it's cold, and they don't have a sweater. Or if they come to class, and the sweater have holes in it. They would see all this. So rather than to make fun of this person, whoever it is, go home. You can look in your closet and see if you have something. If you don't want to do that, tell your parent. Ma, such and such a person, they come to class, they don't have a sweater. I know they don't have one because it's cold in there, blah, blah, blah. However you would approach it. But the key thing is to, just what it said here, God's children are in need. Be the one to help them out. And these are simple things that we can do. Simple. We don't have to go and sound an alarm. I'm helping these people. We don't have to do that. He says whatever you do in secret, he will reward you. Huh? He's going to reward you openly. We don't have to be a sounding brass. about what we're doing or how we're trying to help someone else. And it says here, and get into the habit of inviting guests. Nah, I don't expect you, young folks, to invite anybody to your house for dinner. But you have parents. If you see a kid at school and they don't have a lunch, they didn't have money. It's nothing wrong with sharing this with your parent. It's nothing wrong with asking your mom, can you pack me an extra sandwich or give me an extra fruit, an apple, a banana, whatever. There is a way. And in doing this, your friends don't have to know this. Because a lot of times people who don't do it on their own, they just may be jealous because you're doing it. So to keep everything decent and in order, there is a way that we can approach all situations. And then when it says here that about dinner, if you know that someone is in need of food, share it again with your parent. Your parent may come up with an idea where they can just go to a restaurant and pay for their dinner, sit down and have dinner with them in a restaurant, or just go and get a gift card of something so they could have a meal for the night. There are many ways, folks, that we can share, and we don't have to let everybody know what we're doing. So let's look a little closer. Can anyone depend on you when they need something? Can anybody depend on you? Whether you mail something to a charity, or even if you assist a local group that you see is helping the needy, can anybody depend on you to come and do something of this sort? Mm-hmm. See, jealousy, we don't have time for that. No, we should take jealousy and push it out of our lives because we're too busy. We're too busy showing love. And when we show the love of Christ, jealousy takes a back seat. It takes a back seat. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, God, for this moment, thanking you for this opportunity that you have given us. Master, we thank you for our listening audience. We thank you, God, because we know, God, that this word is true. And we ask, Master, right now in the name of Jesus, that this word will not come back void, that it will do just what you have set it out to do. And we thank you in advance for everyone that's present. And we ask, oh God, that you bless them in the areas that they need blessings in. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all said, amen. And thank God. Now we know that on next Sunday, God's Favorite Ministries, and on Saturday evenings, we have Sister Sadie. And she's on the same number at, I think it's 7 o'clock. Yes. And we look forward to having you back here on next Friday. Yes. It has truly been a blessing to have each and every one of you present and accounted for this blessed evening. And we want to just say that may the blessings of the Lord continue to shower you each and every day. Yes. And remember that you are his child and that he loves you and he wants the best for you. Amen. In Jesus' name.